Good afternoon. I'm Brad House. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, featuring the sport of competitive cycling, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. Visit bikesportradio.us, and you're here at killradio.org. Today's Monday, June 29th, 12 noon, and today's show is pre-recorded. Got a number of results coming up for you. The Bike Palace San Pedro Grand Prix took place last weekend on June 21st. Let's go to some sounds of the race now.
Things are really hopping now at the San Pedro Grand Prix. Two laps to go for the women's category threes and fours, and you can hear Rumble Seat in the background. Rumble Seat, the band, in the background. All right, Rumble Seat.
So the Bike Palace featured vintage rock and roll at the Bike Palace San Pedro Grand Prix. Rumble Seat, a rockabilly band right here in Southern California. They just play for fun, nothing big. Fantastic sound coming out of them on Bike Palace San Pedro Grand Prix Day. Rumble Seat at Cox.net for details on Rumble Seat, the band, entertaining us all out there at the Bike Palace San Pedro Grand Prix. So the Bike Palace San Pedro Grand Prix was another Master Cycle League. It was round 5 of team competition in Southern California. And it was another Showair Sonance day at the race, as Showair Sonance's Mark Fluss and John Gabriel both picked up the 2 points premiums, first third of the race and second third of the race, solo. So moving Showair Sonance farther ahead. And Showair Sonance wound up getting 26 total points at the San Pedro Grand Prix. So let's go to some of the sounds of the Master Cycle League right now.
All right, attention riders. Master Cycle League points, MCL points to the leader of the next lap. 2 points, first place only, 2 points. These are Master Cycle League points, MCL points to the leader of the next lap. 2 MCL points for first place only. Next lap, Master Cycle League points, 2 points to the leader of the next lap. And there is an MCL rider up the road. It is Mark Fluss from Showair Sonance. 2 points for the Master Cycle League leader of the next lap. Four guys are together off the front. This is MCL points. 2 Master Cycle League points for the MCL. Who's going to pick up the points? Is it going to be Swami's or is it going to be Showair Sonance? And it is going to Showair Sonance. Mark Fluss picks up the 2 MCL points. And those four riders have got a nice gap working in the Master Cycle League. Masters 35 plus and MCL. The entire pack all together except those who got dropped off the back when Thurlow attacked. This is a point stream. Masters Cycle League team points. MCL team points to the leader of the next lap. 2 points, 2 team points. Masters Cycle League team points. 2 points to the leader of the next lap. 2 team points to the leader of the next lap at 12 and a half minutes approximately to go. 2 points, Masters Cycle League points to the leader of the next lap. Masters Cycle League points. The final call, it's Mike McMahon, Sean Watkins, John Gabriel, and Mike McMahon blows and drops out, and Sean Watkins now leading the sprint, who claims he's not a sprinter, and he wins it. Unbelievable. Sean Watkins, John Gabriel unofficially, and Mike McMahon, an excellent finish there. Third place, Team Velocity. Thurlow Rogers, fourth unofficially, fifth place, number 62 in the MCL. That's Mike Onkels.
So Team Showair has, and it's pretty much showed that it wants the 2009 MCL title, and they are on their way with the great lead they've got over Amgen Giant Masters. Amgen Giant Masters got on the scoreboard, as did Swami's. Swami's Chris Daggs picked up fourth place for 5 points, moving Swami's into the money. They are going to be in the money at the Masters Cycle League as round 6 continues at the San Marcos Criterium on July 26th. So we had a chance to chat with one of the riders out there in the Master Cycle League, Thurlow Rogers. Let's go to that now.
Which race?
We're here with the Master Cycle League conclusion of the MCL race, and you raced twice today. Thurlow Rogers, I got right here. How did your second race go with the MCL?
Not as good as the first, but two riders got away, and I was in the next group, and ended up kind of getting second out of that group, so fourth, so not too bad.
Yeah, very good. Second race was John Gabriel and Sean Watkins, very aerobic animals, and I think McMahon tried to jump across from Team Velocity. You almost had him, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we had two more shorter guys in our group slowing it down, so it was hard to bridge across.
Yeah, they're doing teamwork there. So tell us about the first race. You did the 45s. How'd you do?
Got away in a break and then split off the front of that, and then Rich Meeker ended up winning the race, bridged across right at the end. So the two of us got away, and that was 1-2.
Amgen Giant, 1-2. Good job with the race. National champion Thurlow Rogers. Thanks for coming, Thurlow.
Hey, anytime.
The current standings right now, we have Shoah Sonnets at 73 points, Amgen Giant Masters at 44 points, 8th Wonder Helens at 35, 4th place Ironfly with 25 points, in 5th place Kahala Lagrange with 10 points, Swami's with 8, and Synergy Racing with 6 points. So more San Pedro Grand Prix results coming up now. In the women's pro and category 1-2-3s, 5th place going to Now MS Society's Kendall Ryan. 4th place going to Kala Lagrange, Anna Draculich. 3rd place, Vonderkitten Racing's Jennifer Reiter. In 2nd place, Helens Cannondale, Pam Schuster. And your winner from Pro Man Hits Squad, Corinne Rivera. Corinne Rivera, only 17 years old, showing the women how to sprint at the Bike Palace San Pedro Grand Prix. Pro Men's race was pretty exciting. Incredible breakaway group at the end there, which actually the pack split towards the end, just the fatigue of everything, and split the pack into two. The top 10, actually, we paid down to 25 places, $2,500 cash prize. Top 10, Cody Stevenson in 10th place. Kahala Lagrange's Victor Ayala picking up 9th place. Pista Palace's Paul Chi in 8th. 7th place going to SoCal Cycling's Uriel Rio. And 6th place going to Language 411 Jason Allen. Picking up 5th place, Nick Brandt Sorensen. 4th place, Cimarron's Cycling's Diego Yepes. In 3rd place, BMC Racing's Tony Cruz. And coming up from New Zealand, Team Subway's Hayden Godfrey picking up 2nd place, who almost beat the winner there, but not quite. And this is a two-time win, I think, for Rock Racing's Rahsaan Bahati, who won yet again at the Bike Palace San Pedro Grand Prix. So we've got the sounds of the final few minutes of the Pro Men's race coming up now. Here's what the race sounded like.
Pro Men's race, number 514, Brandon Gritters is off the front of 3 laps to go. Brandon Gritters with 3 laps to go. 3 to go now. Pro Man, 3 laps to go. Brandon Gritters, Kahala Lagrange, 3 laps to go. Let's see if he can hold this breakaway solo. All right, here we are. We're going to have 1 lap to go. Let's see if Jorge Alvarado is off the front still or not. No, he's not. 1 lap to go. 1 lap to go for the men's pro. And that was, I think, 461 in the front. 1 lap to go. Eric Marcotti. 1 lap to go. Eric Marcotti is up the road. 1 lap to go. And I think I saw Roger Willing or John Allen up front there giving chase. 1 lap to go. All right, stay behind the cones, everybody. Here's the final sprint. Is it Rock? Who's in the orange in the front? Green, Brent? No, it is 501 out of nowhere. Picks off the field sprint again. National champion Rock Racing's Rahsaan Bahati. Nice job. Rahsaan Bahati picking up a field win in the men's pros today at the Bike Palace San Pedro Grand Prix.
Tony Cruz picked up 3rd place, and we had a chance to chat with him also. Here's Tony.
Bike Sport Radio, Brad House. I'm here with BMC rider Tony Cruz. Welcome to San Pedro. How'd it go out there today, Tony?
Oh, thanks, Brad. It was good. It was a little slow at the beginning, so I decided to mix things up a bit and harden the pace, so I put in an attack and got away early on with three other guys.
I saw, yeah. You must have been responsible for the carnage we saw there. The pack was together for a while, and then all of a sudden the pack broke up into small groups, and later, I guess, as the wind picked up. And
thanks. Hey, thanks. So, yeah, the wind is definitely, it plays in my favor. I have probably more power than anything right now, so, you know, once I noticed it was a pretty steady wind out there and I could throw it in the gutter, I just took full advantage of it.
Yeah, all right, good job. Thanks for coming to the race. Good job with the race, Tony.
My pleasure, Brad. Thanks.
Tony Cruz, BMC Racing, picking up third place in the Pro Mans at the Bike Palace San Pedro Grand Prix. Second place went to Hayden Godfrey, riding for Team Subway from New Zealand. And we chatted with Hayden after the race as well.
I'm here with the Men's Pro second place, Hayden Godfrey, riding for Subway. Tell us about your team, Hayden. How'd the race go for you?
Yeah, Subway Avanti is the first UCI registered team from New Zealand. And we're just over here getting out of our winter for the moment and enjoying the sun.
Yeah, all right. Well, welcome to California, and thanks for coming. How'd the race go? It was a big field sprint, huh?
Yeah, the race was pretty easy to read, though. It was kind of obvious it was going to come down to a sprint at the end, a pack sprint, but Rock Racing put the pace on near the end there and spread most of the field out, and it was only a small group really competing the finish. But my teammate did a fantastic job at leading me out for the sprint. But unfortunately, I sort of left it a bit late there, and Rashaan managed to get past just on the line.
Yeah, well, good job with the race. Hayden Godfrey, New Zealand, Subway. Thanks, Hayden.
Cheers.
Hayden Godfrey. And here is Rahsaan Bahati, the two-time winner now, San Pedro Grand Prix. Listen to what he had to say about his win.
We're here with the Bike Palace San Pedro Grand Prix. Pro Men's 1-2 winner today, national champ, Rahsaan Bahati. Thanks for coming, Rahsaan. So tell us about the race, the final few minutes there.
Final few minutes, it was more like the final 45 minutes. It hurt. Tony Cruz was off the front, a group of like four or five, and our guys, Rock Racing, was chasing, and it made it very difficult for a lot of people to just sit in, and worked out for us at the end.
Yeah, the whole field came together, a big field sprint, and out popped Rahsaan. Did anybody give you a lead out or anything? Or
It was a collective effort from like Subway guys here from New Zealand, and Justin Williams came through at the end to help keep it strung out, and it worked out in our favor.
Yeah, all right. Good job with the race. Thanks for coming. Congratulations.
Thanks for having us here.
Bike Sport Radio, Brad House.
The Masters 35 Plus and MCL was rounded out in the top 10 places. DeWalt Racing's Dave Herbst. Ninth place, Shore Sonnens' Stephen Ferretti. Eighth place, BikeStyleUSA.com's Richard Simidoro. Seventh place, Swami's Cycling, Chris Daggs. Sixth place, DeWalt Racing's Donnie Carroll. In fifth place, Shore Sonnens' Mike Unkles. Fourth place, going to Amgen Giant Masters and national champion Thurlow Rogers. Third place, Team Velocity's Mike McMahon. And got to give kudos to Mike McMahon. There were two riders who rolled away at the Masters 35s with this incredible hero move. Shore Sonnens' John Gabriel and SC Velo's Sean Watkins. And they were off the front for quite a bit. I'd say the last 10 laps or so. Mike McMahon charged very hard solo at about two to go and bridged up to that breakaway with about 600 meters to go, but had absolutely nothing left for the sprint. So Watkins and Gabriel sprinted away from them, but McMahon held on for third place. Thurlow Rogers coming in for the field sprint at the Bike Palace San Pedro Grand Prix. All right, a big thanks to all who helped out at the Bike Palace San Pedro Grand Prix. We had a big crew out there. Special thanks to the Beacon House Association of San Pedro. They are our nonprofit beneficiary of the race, the Beacon House, providing some excellent help with the course marshaling, course setup, and course cleanup. Adobo Velo, and also Ironfly Cycling, both those teams provided a lot of the management and middle management assistance running the race. Big thanks to our title sponsor, the Bike Palace of San Pedro. Visit them at thebikepalace.com, featuring Cannondale Specialized and Trek Bicycles. Thanks to Cannondale also for demo bikes on demo day. Race winners' jerseys were given out to all the categories. Those were provided by Animal Customs. And local sponsors Bono's Pizzeria, keeping us all well fed on race day. Thanks to Bono's. And also thank you to Belgium Butter, Laura Bar, Yikes ID, Fluid Energy Drink, and Hofer and Harris as well for supporting the Bike Palace San Pedro Grand Prix. So finally, the Bike Palace San Pedro Grand Prix also had this really cool cruiser bike giveaway. And, you know, even the racers ride cruiser bikes. So we got a chance to catch up with the winner. The way the giveaway went was the 3G Cruiser was given out to a random drawn rider who entered the event or someone who bought a ticket. We actually sold extra tickets. All proceeds from the ticket sales went to support our nonprofit beneficiary, the Beacon House. And we got a chance to catch up with the cruiser bike winner, and here's what he had to say.
Go ahead. Hey, I'm Tom Aniza. I'm the winner of the 3G cruiser bike at San Pedro Grand Prix. This is great. I've never won anything, and thank you, 3G.
So also on June 20th, we had in Temecula, the 12 Hours of Temecula. This is mountain bike racing. Team and solo riders, where you race for 12 hours from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. The men's two-person open category. Your winner was Team Doc Geek, doing 14 laps out there. Second place, Chet's Strawberries and Cream, finishing 13 laps. And third place, Jensen VTA, finishing 12 laps. The three-person open category, picking up third place, Colavita SoCal with 14 laps and just barely beating them with a slightly faster time, Cal Coast Bikes. Again, this was the three-person open. And winning it with 15 laps, KHS Cytomax in a three-person open category. Four-person opens winner with 15 laps, Bear Valley Bikes. And the solo categories, and you got to be really nuts to race solo mountain bike for 12 hours. Just imagine how sore your muscles get. The open solo category, picking up 10 laps, that was third place, going to Derek Harmon with a time of 11:38:14. 12 laps were completed by Alan LaFramboise, and that was good for second place. And your winner also with 12 laps with just a slightly faster time in the men's pro solo was Paul Romero. Paul Romero. All right. And let's give the Clydesdale guys a little love. These are the guys that are 200 pounds and over. Picking up third place in the men's Clydesdale solo, he completed 6 laps in the 12 hours. That's Jordan May. Jordan May. Completing 7 laps in the men's Clydesdale solo, Dale Delaney. And your winner with 8 laps, Israel Fregoso. Again, that was the 12 hours of Temecula. 12 hours of Temecula. For full details on these racing events going on, 12 hours of Southern California. There's actually a series of them, 3 races in Southern California. Visit 12, that's the number 12HRS of Temecula.com.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the KILL Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right, so we had to throw in a little promotion of the show, Bike Sport Radio. Visit bikesportradio.us, and be sure to donate to Killer Radio if you like what we're doing out here. Once again, today's Bike Sport Radio show is pre-recorded. More results coming your way now. Here we are at the Manhattan Beach Grand Prix. We'll have results for you shortly. Got a couple of sounds here. Some really cool music going on and announcing there. Shark Attack.
Fighting back is just no use. A shark has one thing on its mind. Eating everything that it can find. A shark has lots of big shark teeth. Look out underneath.
All right, we're here at the Manhattan Beach Grand Prix. Shark Attack. Who's coming by here in the men's pros?
A little hotter there goes Lakewood Fitness, 57 on the attack with four laps to go. Tom Nelson on the attack, four laps to go.
Tom Nelson, Lakewood Fitness.
Yeah, that's who was at the front on that lap, but the shark song's appropriate, Shark Attack. There were a bunch of rock sharks out there, I'd have to tell you. Rock Racing came out in numbers with the intent to place Rahsaan Bahati in the win, and they rode around like a bunch of sharks just swimming about, ready to take the win. So here's some more results, sounds, and how it went later.
Rahsaan Bahati just went by. Whoa! Look at these guys. So this is the pro men's category. It's like Tony Cruz in a breakaway there.
A little bit off the front.
This is the feature event of the day, yes. Pro men's.
Who's the favorite?
Rahsaan's been talked about a lot. He just won San Pedro last week. So, hey, Johnny, I'm going to talk to you. Hold on, let me shut off my recorder here. Brad House, Bike Sport Radio.
Okay, so here's the final few seconds of the pro men's race and the sounds of it and how it went.
Two laps to go now. Two to go.
So it'll be two more laps to go.
There's Ralph.
You race fans that you're on your favorite team, your favorite rider, to get them, to get their sprinter up there to win. Well, we have Bahati taking a three-peat. Or will it be another team getting up there? We're going to find out as they come through. Start amping it up as they come through with two laps to go. It's two laps to go. Look at Rock Racing. Oh, my. Rock Racing has got the train going with two laps to go. What Rock Racing is doing, they're going to keep the pace at over 30 miles an hour so none of the other teams can get up there. Yeah, sure, some of these guys are going to tire themselves out, but it doesn't matter. What matters is if they can get Bahati delivered into the final turn, sitting in first, second, and third, he'll win the bike race, just like he spoke about at the junior clinic last week down in Long Beach. Well, Rock Racing right now is driving the 48th annual Chevron Mountain Beach Grand Prix, showing you what a pro team is all about. Rock Racing. The Chevron Manhattan Beach Grand Prix coming up, the bell lap. One more lap to go.
All right, there's the lead motor vehicle coming through, and Rock Racing has lined it up. Let's see.
They come on through. One lap to go.
Yeah, Rock all over the front.
One lap to go. The bell lap has begun. One lap to go. The bell lap has begun. One lap to go.
Rock Racing still in the front.
Chevron spin at 35 miles an hour, leaning it over as far as you can go. Don't dive the pedal in, and then out of the saddle. Hammer until it hurts and hammer some more. Who's going to be the champion? We're going to find out in a matter of moments. Put out a hoot, put out a holler, all the way from the turn to the finish line. Let's hear it, Manhattan Beach. Your champion for 2009. As we drive to the finish line, it's going to be Rahsaan Bahati. 3 years in a row, nobody can win a field sprint from Rahsaan Bahati. 3 years in a row. Unbelievable.
The Chevrolet. Chevron Manhattan Beach Grand Prix Pro Men's results in 10th place. Colavita, Sutter Homes, Alejandro Borrajo. In 9th place, Cody Stevenson. 8th place, going to Rock Racing's Ivan Dominguez. 7th place, going to BMC Racing's Tony Cruz. In 6th place, Jelly Belly Cycling's Charles Huff. 5th place, being picked up by John Murphy. 4th place, Team Mountain Khakis' Eric Barlevov. 3rd place, Team Type 1's Kenneth Hansen. In 2nd place, Colavita Sutter Homes' Lucas Sebastian Haido. And your winner from Rock Racing, Rahsaan Bahati. This is his 3rd year in a row. We had a chance to interview Rahsaan.
I'm not sure, but I just went across to wake my legs up, wake the field up, and you know, so I can be ready for the end.
Thank you.
Early on, you were just kicking back there for a while. What were you doing back there?
The race was kind of negative, so I just went to the back.
Yeah. You went into the last corner in third position. Yeah. Where were you guys going down the backstretch?
We had the whole team on the front. We got jumped just about maybe 200 meters before the last turn.
Yeah.
But it worked out. Team Type 1.
Okay.
I believe it was Matt Wilson with Ken Hansen trailing. And it was a great jump by those guys. That's the way you got to do it. But unfortunately for them, I had better legs at the end.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Nice job.
For the women at the Chevron Manhattan Beach Grand Prix, women's pro in category 1, 2s, and 3s. In 8th place, Swami Cycling, Jennifer Weinbrecht. 7th place, going to Kahala Lagrange's Erica Graves. 6th place, going to Helens Cannondale, Pam Schuster. 5th place, going to Helens also, Maria Lechuga. Picking up 4th place, Anna Lang. In 3rd place, Tomasini's Catherine Fiedler-Cook. In 2nd place, Jazz Apple's Melinda McLean. And your winner from Pro Man Hit Squad, Corinne Rivera. Yeah, wonderful event out there today at the Manhattan Beach Grand Prix. And we had a chance to speak with title sponsor Chevron. Here's Rod from Chevron.
An excellent finish just delivered there by Rahsaan Bahati of Rock Racing. I'm here with Rod from Chevron at the Chevron Manhattan Beach Grand Prix. And I'd like to thank you for really supporting this event over the years, Rod. Tell us a little bit about Chevron and your support.
Well, you know, this is a community event in many ways because the two co-sponsors of this event are the South Bay Wilmen and the Lions Club. And so our relationship goes back 19 years now, and it's been a great opportunity for us, a great opportunity for the community. It's a great criterium race, and I enjoy it because I see a lot of young people in the early races during the day, and then obviously saw some great pro competition and Bahati winning again for the third time in 3 years. So that's pretty exceptional.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's a really good thing you and Chevron are doing out here, so we thank you for that. And anything you want to add?
I'm glad you're out as well, and I'm glad the fans enjoyed. Finally, we got a little sun for the fans here at the very end, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, the sun's coming out. All right, thanks, Rod.
All right, thank you.
Manhattan Beach Grand Prix. Thanks a lot. Bike Sport Radio.
And also, we don't want to forget the founder, very important person of the Chevron Manhattan Beach Grand Prix. We chatted with him, too. Here's what he had to say.
We're here with Bike Sport Radio. I'm here with the founder of the Chevron Manhattan Beach Grand Prix, Ted Earns. How you doing today, Ted?
Doing well, thanks. We're enjoying the race day. There's a tremendous crowd, and the bike riders are very, very sharp today. Been a couple little spills, but not bad. And for 48 years, it just keeps getting more solid, and people like it all the more, and we're just having a lot of fun.
48 years. Wow, this is the 48th year. All right, so we've got the Masters 45s are racing now, and then coming up later, top elite women, and then the pro men. Anybody notable coming here in the pro men's categories?
Well, Rahsaan Bahati is back, eager to make it 3 in a row, which would be a super record, and they're really going for it full bore. And then, of course, Floyd Landis is here. He's trying to make his comeback after his 2-year forced retirement, so that as a result, we have just all the good pro teams are here that are not riding in the European scene right now, and the big tours, so that as a result, we've got got a top flight gang, and we're really enjoying the crowd, and the expectation of a great day and a good race is not going to be denied. It's really been sharp all day today, and we've had a lot of fun. You see the riders come by, they're going 35, 40 miles an hour. The breeze takes your hat off, and that's
I can feel it
excitement.
Now. I don't know if you can hear on the wind microphone here. You might be able to hear the wind going by. So anything you want to add, Ted? South Lake Wheelman is your host club. Anything you want to add?
No, we're just all here with our volunteers, and we're just happy to be out here and serve the public with the kids' races and with the Park and Recreation Department, City of Manhattan Beach, and Chevron. It's a real community affair. It's a family fun, and people come out. They spend all day, part of the day, but you just can't beat the area. It's just terrific for cycling, terrific for sport, terrific for the community. We really have a great winter going.
That's right. And the club's doing a great job. South Lake Wheelman hosting the Chevron Manhattan Beach Grand Prix. Thanks a lot, Ted.
And thank you, Brad.
Yeah, wonderful event out there today at the Manhattan Beach Grand Prix. And we had a chance to speak with title sponsor Chevron. Here's Rod from Chevron.
An excellent finish just delivered there by Rahsaan Bahati of Rock Racing. I'm here with Rod from Chevron at the Chevron Manhattan Beach Grand Prix. And I'd like to thank you for really supporting this event over the years, Rod. Tell us a little bit about Chevron and your support.
Well, you know, this is a community event in many ways because the two co-sponsors of this event are the South Bay Wheelmen and the Lions Club. And so our relationship goes back 19 years now, and it's been a great opportunity for us, a great opportunity for the community. It's a great criterium race, and I enjoy it because I see a lot of young people in the early races during the day, and then obviously saw some great pro competition and Bahati winning again for the third time in 3 years. So that's pretty exceptional.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's a really good thing you and Chevron are doing out here, so we thank you for that. And anything you want to add?
I'm glad you're out as well, and I'm glad the fans enjoyed. Finally, we got a little sun for the fans here at the very end, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, the sun's coming out. All right, thanks, Rod.
All right, thank you.
Manhattan Beach Grand Prix. Thanks a lot. Bike Sport Radio.
And also, we don't want to forget the founder, very important person of the Chevron Manhattan Beach Grand Prix. We chatted with him, too. Here's what he had to say.
We're here with Bike Sport Radio. I'm here with the founder of the Chevron Manhattan Beach Grand Prix, Ted Ernst. How are you doing today, Ted?
Doing well, thanks. We're enjoying the race day. There's a tremendous crowd, and the bike riders are very, very sharp today. Been a couple little spills, but not bad. And for 48 years, it just keeps getting more solid, and people like it all the more, and we're just having a lot of fun.
48 years. Wow, this is the 48th year. All right, so we've got the Masters 45s are racing now, and then coming up later, the top elite women, and then the pro men. Anybody notable coming here in the pro men's categories?
Well, Rahsaan Bahati is back. Eager to make it three in a row, which would be a super record. And they're really going for it full bore. And then, of course, Floyd Landis is here. He's trying to make his comeback after his two-year forced retirement. So that as a result, we have just all the good pro teams are here that are not riding in the European scene right now and the big tours. So that as a result, we've got a top flight gang, and we're really enjoying the crowd, and the expectation of a great day and a good race is not going to be denied. It's really been sharp all day today, and we've had a lot of fun. You see the riders come by, they're going 35, 40 miles an hour, the breeze takes your hat off, and that's
all
part
of the excitement.
Yeah, I can feel it
now. I don't know if you can hear on the wind microphone here. You might be able to hear the wind going by. So anything you want to add, Ted? South Lake Wheelman is your host club. Anything you want to add?
No, we're just all here with our volunteers, and we're just happy to be out here and serve the public with the kids' races and with the Park and Recreation Department, City of Manhattan Beach, and Chevron. It's a real community affair. It's a family fun, and people come out. They spend all day, part of the day, but you just can't beat the area. It's just terrific for cycling, terrific for sport, terrific for the community. We really have a great winter going.
That's right. And the club's doing a great job. South Lake Wheelman hosting the Chevron Manhattan Beach Grand Prix. Thanks a lot, Ted.
And thank you, Brad.
Couple more sounds and one more interview we've got with the Category 2 winner, Team Velocity's Mike McMahon, and then following that, some really neat sounds of the youth races.
At the Manhattan Beach Grand Prix with the men's Category 2 winner. Men's Category 2 winner, just Mike McMahon. How's it going, Mike? Tell us about your race.
Thanks, Brad. Race went really well. Cat 2 guys, they get younger every year and faster, and it just makes it harder and harder for me. The race was competitive.
Yeah, how old are you now?
Racing age is 42.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So field sprint, or did you get away in a break?
It came down to a field sprint.
Did it?
Yeah, thankfully. So that's my strength, and it worked out all
right. Right. Yeah, you did good last week at San Pedro, too, bridging across solo to that breakaway there and coming in third. That was great.
Yeah.
Awesome race. All right. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Here with the budding photographer, Isabella, just out here in the crowd, working the crowd. We're working the crowd at Bike Sport Radio. Isabella. And you're taking pictures of the pro men's race. And what have you seen so far? How about some notable riders? Who have you seen?
Kevin from Ironfly.
Kevin Phillips, of course. Ironfly, that's right. Mom races for Ironfly. Cool. Okay, I saw Rahsaan out there. Did you get any good pictures of Rahsaan? Rahsaan
Bahati?
What
are you doing hanging off the back?
Yes, I saw him on the back. Exactly.
Resting.
My question, too. So, I don't know.
Resting,
we'll see. He's resting up from the San Pedro Grand Prix because he won that race. So
right.
Maybe he's looking at a win out here, too. I don't know if Justin and him will work together or what. So, anyways.
And the guy from the Tour de France, whatever.
What is his name?
Come on, you know, Floyd Landis. Yes, Floyd Landis is here. What's Floyd wearing? I didn't even see.
He's Ouch.
That's right, Ouch Pro Sports. How's he doing in the race? It's all just a pack
he's
right now, right?
Of,
Tony Cruz was off the front in a break for a while, but it looks like it's all back in a pack.
He was.
Okay,
he was.
Cool.
But they look like they're kind of back together. Here they come.
All right,
let's
so we're here going back to Manhattan Beach Grand Prix. Brad House, Bike Sport Radio.
Kind of hard to interview little girls at bike races, but it's cool to have young fans out there. That was Isabella Castaldi, and that was Mom Vicky coaching her in the background. So let's go to some of the youth sounds. Big youth turnout at the Shimano Youth Series of the Chevron Manhattan Beach Grand Prix. Lots of parents screaming.
All right, now we're at the Chevron Manhattan Beach Shimano Youth Series. We've got the girls on tricycles and training wheels. Let's listen for some of the loudest noises of the day coming from all these parents out here at the youth race.
Baskets give you style points. This guy's got too much pony for girls on training wheels. They're underway! And check out girls on training wheels. You gotta love pink! Oh yeah! It's casual! They're all about style! It's not how thick and fast you go, it's how cute you are! We even got Barbie on the bars.
Barbie doll on one of the bars, yeah. These girls are moseying across at their own pace.
Oh, they're hauling. On the inside, number 39. He's got it. Quick step.
Three-year-old boys.
UCI Pro Team Quick Step winning the three-year-old training wheels.
So while we're here at the Manhattan Beach Grand Prix and we talk about upcoming events on the radio show, I might as well introduce Mark Thomas here with Vélocub Lagrange Westwood, the Brentwood Grand Prix. Tell us a little bit about the Brentwood Grand Prix. When is it?
August 9th.
All right.
And brand new course.
A new course. It's not the course that was last year.
No.
Really?
A little shorter.
Okay.
Going from Whole Foods, which was one of our sponsors, toward Wilshire. Turn around at Wilshire. It's about 100-foot vertical change.
Wow.
Nice uphill. Nice hard
turn
left.
Turn in there. Yeah, there's a turn in there. Okay.
Hard left, 180, but it's going to be nice and wide.
Right.
And then back toward the start-finish line, right in front of the banks.
Okay. So it sounds like it's really going to showcase more of the business district there rather than the residential area. You're going to keep it in the business area, which is great for the businesses, huh?
But the trees are still there. The classic look is still there.
Yeah.
It's still going to be really great racing.
Right. And you still have the youth race, free youth race, kids race going on.
Yeah, free youth race, and there's 5 to 8-year-olds, and then 9 through 11-year-olds, and that's free.
Okay. Cool. Great. So everybody come on down. What's the website to find out more information about that race?
It's BrentwoodGrandPrix.com.
Very simple. BrentwoodGrandPrix.com. All right. Looking forward to the race. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Brad.
All right, upcoming events. We've got on July 2nd through the 5th, USA Cycling presents the Junior National Track Championships. This is national championship racing for juniors ages 18 and under for national championships. That's held at the LA Velodrome in Carson. Visit lavelodrome.org for further details on Junior National Track Championships. And you got to see these races. The track racing is an incredibly exciting spectator sport as well. All of the races unfold right before your eyes there on a 250-meter world-class track at the Home Depot Center in Carson, California. If you want any further details, again, lavelodrome.org for Junior National Track Championships. Coming up on Saturday, July 4th, the Camp San Luis Road Race. Road race in San Luis Obispo at Camp San Luis. And this is a race weekend. It's followed up by the San Luis Obispo Criterium on July 5th. This is part of the Central Coast Cycling Classic presented by Cambria Bicycle Outfitters. Road racing starts at 8 a.m. and Criterium racing on Sunday in downtown San Luis Obispo. For full details, visit SenCal Cycling, that's C-E-N-C-A-L cycling.com. That's the Central Coast Cycling Classic. Coming up on July 18th and 19th, the SCNCA State Track Championships, California State Track Championships. This is for elite riders at the San Diego Velodrome. That's July 18th and 19th, presented by RPM Training Center and Tomasini. Go to SoCalReg.com for registration or visit SCNCA.org for the 2009 Elite State Track Championships at the San Diego Velodrome. Also coming up on July 19th, the Ontario Grand Prix takes place in Ontario. This is a Criterium race at Ontario, July 19th. Visit scnca.org for full details on that event. And on Sunday, July 26th, the Masters Cycle League Series concludes at the San Marcos Criterium in San Marcos. This is North San Diego County, produced by Rancho's Cycling Club. Full details on the San Marcos Criterium and Masters Cycle League Finals can be found at masterscycleleague.com or go directly to the host club, ranchoscycling.org. All right, all you off-road racers out there, mountain bike racing going on. July 12th, the Big Bear Shootout Cross Country and Cross Country Series Finals takes place. That's in Big Bear Mountain. Full details on that can be found at teambigbear.com. Coming up on Saturday, July 25th, Rim Nordic Mountain Bike Racing, July 25th and July 26th. That's at Snow Summit area. On Saturday, July 25th, Super D takes place. Super D practice opens from 10 a.m. and is open until 2 p.m. Registration can be done at that time as well. Racing starts at 3 p.m. for the Super D. And that's from Lakeview Point on Highway 18. Course is about 3 miles from point to point. The Super D at Rim Nordic, July 25th. On July 26th, the next day, Rim Nordic will host the Cross Country, part of their series. Event number 2, Rim Nordic Cross Country Racing on Sunday, July 26th. Full details on Rim Nordic can be found at rimnordic.com/bike.php. And also coming up on July 25th and July 26th, Hecker's Coastal Tree Care and Stump Grinder Dirt Club presents race number 2 in the Summer Series, the Stump Grinder Dirt Club Summer Series Cross Country, Dual Slalom, and Downhill Racing. That's at the Santa Ynez Valley visit ridesb.com for all details on the Stump Grinder Dirt Club Summer Series. BMX, bicycle motocross racing, is in full swing now at the Orange Y BMX track. That's orangeybmx.com. Their Friday night race series continues on Friday, July 3rd and Friday, July 10th. There'll also be a Sunday race on Sunday, July 12th. Again, that's orangeybmx.com. Sycamore BMX also is located in Simi Valley, one of SoCal's favorite BMX tracks. Racing continues out there as well. Full details can be found at sycamorebmx.com. All right, and once again, today's show was pre-recorded. We do not have an in-studio guest, obviously, because I'm not here. But we have a little promotion again. Let's promote Bike Sport Radio here.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the KILL Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
So, once again, we'd like to thank you all for listening to Bike Sport Radio, bikesportradio.us, and as a reminder, today's show is pre-recorded. I actually am on a plane right now on my way to Louisville, Kentucky for National Championships, Masters National Cycling Championships in Louisville. So, I'd like to thank you all for listening. And in closing, we always give a word of advice to drivers and cyclists alike. This one applies to both. Those of you that are out on the roads and streets, you might see a white line along the right edge of the road. Now, motorists in particular, pay attention. That white line is not a bike lane unless it is labeled as a bike lane, in which case it must meet specific width standards and specific maintenance standards for safety purposes. A white line along the side of the road delineates the usable roadway edge, okay, and this applies to cyclists now too. The usable roadway edge, what does that mean? That means that is where the usable roadway ends. Anything to the right of that white line is not considered safe. It is not part of the roadway. Cyclists, you have the right to use the usable portions of the road. That means if you are to the right of that white line, you are not on the safest part of the road. You should ride to the left of that white line. Motorists, you need to understand, when you see a cyclist to the left of that right white strip, that is not necessarily a bike lane. That cyclist has that right to be there, and that is the safest place to ride because it's swept clean and it has been labeled with a white line as the right edge of the usable portion of the road where cyclists must ride. So, understand that, cyclists, you have the right to ride to the left of that white line, unless it's a bike lane. So, be safe out there, drive your bikes, and I'm Brad House with Bike Sport Radio.
I made a left turn at a yellow light, drove my cab fast toward the pier. She boarded the boat and turned and blew me a kiss, and later on, when the squad car came around, I ate a handful of peanuts, and I told them this.
Just drive, she said.
Just drive, she said.
Just drive, she said.
Just drive, she said.
You're listening to Kill Radio, a listener-supported nonprofit internet radio station. Please check out Donate to Kill Radio and consider a donation. We are listener-supported, and we can certainly use your help in these times of need. Discover, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and PayPal are all accepted, so please consider a donation. $20, $10, or even $5. We'd be happy to have your help. And we appreciate you listening to Kill Radio. Big thank you to all of you. I'm Brad House.